Blog Talk Radio.
The Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart. I will dance like David danced. Whoa. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced.
Welcome to Black Satin Radio, singing.
BSR.
presenting to you thine king, King Judah.
What is going on out there in this inspirational world? This is no other than King Judah. God bless you on this Sunday evening. We thank you for tuning in with us on this evening with no other than our special guest who will be coming in very shortly, no other than Sincerely Green. And I got a co-host that is going to be joining us right after the next song, another than my brother D. Cherry. So we're going to have a good show tonight. The microphones will definitely be open. If you want to get on the microphone, so simple. Only thing you have to do is hit the number one on your phone. That will let us know that you are ready to be in the queue and that you're ready to get on the microphone, and we will definitely take your call in order. We want to say thank you for joining Black Satin Radio, our inspirational word empowerment program for the new year of 2016. Happy New Year to everyone. We want you to just be blessed and realize that this is just an avenue to get someone else encouraged and uplifted. We want you to stay tuned with us, and we hope that you will be a regular listener. We hear mostly every Sunday at 8 p.m. right here on Black Satin Radio. So right after the next song, we're going to bring in my co-host, and then we're going to introduce our special guest, no other than Sincerely Green.
Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love before for me. Nails in your hands, nails in your feet, piercing your side. Could barely breathe. Could have gained down, yet you remain standing in awe of the price you paid. I never knew of a love so true.
You gave your life and still I hurt.
Forgive me for my sin.
You played it all up on the cross. You bled and died, cause I was lost. So here I am, surrendering all. Lord, hear my cry. On my knees I fall. You paid it all. Oh, oh, you paid it all. Oh.
I give up everything that's not pleasing in your sight, so I can have everlasting
life. We're back here on Black Satin Radio, inspirational word empowerment for all parents. And I want to bring in my new co-host, no other than my brother, my friend, D. Cherry.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, I'm doing fine, my brother. How are you doing?
Man, I can't complain, man. I'm trying to tell you, I can't complain at all. 2015 went out. 2016 is here. I'm just happy to see another one, man. That's all it is.
That's what I'm talking about. Y'all can, yo, listen, let them know where they can find my big brother at on Facebook, case they want to make that connection to you. Yo, man, you will love this brother. I am telling you, you will love this brother. Let them know where they can find you at on Facebook.
I appreciate it, man. My name is Devin Cherry, D-E-V-A-N Cherry. Yes, like the fruit, but also like the color, I like to put it.
Oh, man. Just to give you a little bit about this brother, he is, you're the head deacon in the church, is that right?
Elder now, elder. I made elder. You know, I'm not
Excuse me, elder.
I appreciate being positioned. You know, I feel like position is just another responsibility and a way to encourage others, you know. And
yeah, that's right.
Every time I think about it, when somebody calls me, you know, they say Elder Cherry, and I'm thinking, I'm like, man, there's no way that I'm the same person that I was before. So I am convinced that when we become a part of Christ, we become a new creature, man. So I'm telling you, brother.
Hey, you know, just to hear his voice, let me just tell you, this brother is 6'7", 300 and something pounds, and plays semi-professional football and trying to win souls even on the football field. Now, that's what's up. This is my brother right here. Oh, man, we're so proud to have you, man, to be co-hosting with me now. He's going to bring a lot of wisdom, and I'm trying to tell you, his insight sometimes blows my mind for him to be really a young man. And just to listen to him talking, how he can really bring about a good ear to certain things, really is so amazing, man. We have a great show right here on Black Satin Radio, and before we start any show, we always have prayer, and we're going to bring in Mother, the Evangelist Williams, to do that at this time. How you doing, Mother?
Hey, my king. How you doing?
I am doing fantastic. You yourself?
All right now. Congratulations on the new platform for the new year. It's excellent. Big
Thank
up
you.
To you. Inspirational. Word broadcast and to our new co-host, welcome you, our elder, our elders, pastors, you guys move in some of the same state. Welcome to BSR, Inspirational Word Broadcast, my king, our new king, King Devin Cherry. I love the introduction.
Thank you.
Comparison to likeness to the color as well as the fruit. Oh, my God. It just falls in line with tonight's scripture and prayer, tonight's prayer scripture. But this is the evangelist, Steve Williams, welcoming you to BSR. It is wonderful, and you are welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So without further ado, I'm going to pray. Lord, we thank you, God, for everything that you've said, God, on earth as it is in heaven, God, in your thoughts, in your mind, God. We thank you, God, because you proclaimed, God, you said, hallelujah, in your response in John 15:1, if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. So we thank you, God, and not just the fruits of the Spirit, God, but whatever we bear on earth will be bared, hallelujah, in the atmosphere, God, in the right atmosphere, in the way that you set before us, God. We praise you, God, in the anointing that is on and in us, in your words of wisdom, knowledge, truth, because, Lord, we worship you in spirit and we worship you in truth. Therefore, we must move, hallelujah, forward, hallelujah, leaving those things that are behind, hallelujah, forgetting about the old and getting in with the new. Get to it, get through it, get with it, hallelujah. God, all our listeners passing through tonight, God, we ask, God, that you anoint and appoint them, God, on their way, hallelujah, to the place in you in this new year, in this new profound year. And we bless you and adore you, our Father, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. So it is, and amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mother. Oh, yes, my yes. God. I'm just ready to have a wonderful time. And I want to introduce this young brother. Yeah, I had a chance to hear this brother while I was in Texas. And this brother, I mean, he just illuminated the whole room, D. I mean, this brother just showed out. And I was so amazed for him. He's 28 years old. And he's a husband. You don't find too many like that too much, brother. Oh, man. You know, but just to see him on fire and not ashamed to tell you who he served was like a joy and amazement to me. And I really want to bring this brother on, no other than Sincere Lee Green. How you doing, my brother?
Bless. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, man.
Yeah, that was good.
You are a kindred spirit, man. I mean, just to see this brother smile, D. I mean, it will light up, man. Forget a room, it'll light up a city, man.
And the light set on the hill.
There it is. The light set up on him. That's right. Cannot be hidden. And I want to say, man, you keep on with your little light because, like you said, it goes a long way. And we are so happy to have you here on Black Satin Radio, our inspirational word empowerment program.
It's an honor, man. It's an honor. I just thank you guys for laying the platform, the foundation for inspirational poets like myself to get out and be able to transport the gospel in a different way. So I commend you guys.
Thank you so much. And we want to stand out your way for a few minutes because we want you to just go ahead and set the groundwork and just give us a piece. And then we're going to come back and talk with you for a few minutes, and then we're going to have you give us another piece, and then we're going to open up the microphone. So anybody who wants to get on the mic, it's real simple. Hit the number one on your phone. That will put you in the queue, and that will let us know here in the studio that you are ready to. Even you just want to say, give a shout-out to the brother. It's fine with us. You know, that's what we do here. We just have a big, happy family atmosphere. So this platform is yours, my brother. Your stage, your house, your home. I'm putting my feet up.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to take my shoes off then.
All right.
So we're going to get started with one of the poems that I wrote. It's called GPS. You know, everybody knows what the GPS is, but this is a specific GPS. This is God's present spirit that lives in us all, you know, and we have to know where we're going. You know, we just can't be going anywhere. So this GPS is going to get us to our destination. As I travel down this road called life, I came to a divide. You see, I didn't know which way to go quick, and I had to decide, was it the narrow road or the wide? You see, I had an appointment with God, but I needed a guide to get me there on time, so I tried my GPS. Because it knows my location, destination, and address, so I turned it on, and heaven was the button I pressed, and I confessed that I'm lost. Which way do I go? And he showed me the rest. You see, I acknowledged him, and he directed my path. He told me the wide road, it leads to destruction and wrath. And you need a toll tag. But I was running low on cash, and I had no gas. He said the narrow road isn't that bad. And faith is the only thing that you needed to have. It became no longer for discussion because all of a sudden my car stopped humming and I had to do something. I tried the GPS button, nothing. So I stepped out with faith and I started running, huffing and puffing. My heartbeat's drumming, I'm running late, but surely God knows that I'm coming. As I'm racing down this one-way street, I looked down at my feet and the ground became incomplete. Clouds had arose from the concrete. I was praying that I made it by 7 as I rolled up my sleeve. And I glanced down at my watch and I couldn't believe I was late. My watch had read 8 and I could never make it at that rate. But then I miraculously started to gravitate and accelerate, leaving this body in its worldly state. And shortly after, I arrived at heaven's gates. And I saw this angel. And he called my name. I said, "Hey, I know I'm late, but I can explain." I'm just hanging my head, feeling so ashamed. But he put his hand on my shoulder. He smiled and he proclaimed that God's time and your time, it isn't the same. And you're early anyway. He's just glad that you came. GPS.
Amazing. Amazing, man. Let me tell you something. Wow. It's hard to find a lot of people who can come with a subject and definitely hit it from different angles that have never been hit before. And that's what I saw in you when I first heard you. I said, man, this brother, he can take a topic and work with it, man. What you think about that, Brother D?
Man, I can't even explain. I'm sitting here like, wow, that was amazing, brother.
I appreciate it, man. You know, it's all God-given, man. I just give him the glory, man. Give him all the glory.
Yes, but there's nothing like being blessed to bless others, man. That was a blessing to my soul, man.
Man.
Wow.
Yes. I have another one I want to share. It's called Pursuit of Holiness. This has never been about the pursuit of happiness, but sanctification and holiness. See, we must put our faith and hope in Him. That's what devotion is. Start first by focusing on God's Word. You see, it's holy, but we won't find any holes in this. And if you're curious, I'll let you have mine. I just pray to God that you look in it. See, what we have here is God's manuscript to become equipped. You see, our hearing, it must be swift. Faith requires movement for our will to shift from the world's will to His. But it begins first by starting with putting away our idols, becoming and making disciples, open the Bible. And see that this thing is more than a title. This is a vital cycle that's been going in a downward spiral, and we need a revival. From this American dream, which has become the next American Idol scheme. So please, my brothers and sisters, tell me, when did it become routine? Conforming to this scene that's seen on a TV screen, social media, newspaper, or even a magazine. You see, it's traumatizing. The heat's been on, we're in a boiling pot, and the pressure's rising. And the devil, he's a lie, and he hypnotizes and disguises, and he can sell you happiness as holiness, but guess what? I'm not buying. Instead, I'm climbing to seek the things above the horizon, the stars and the skies. I beseech you, my brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present ourselves clean. You see, freedom, it's never been a bell that you actually ring. It's for freedom we've been set free, redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ the King. So don't get it wrong. Some of us will fall into divers temptation, but you see, the trying of that faith, it worketh a patience. See, I'm here to take a stand by making a statement and praying for our nation. While we have hearts and souls that are aching, breaking, while our liberty is being taken prisoner by Satan, enslaved in a cage in a basement, but it's time for us Christians to arise and awaken and face that this is the moment of truth. We're in an ethical, moral, deception dispute that needs to be chopped, cut, and severed at the roots. But God needs me, and He definitely needs you to put on your suit, the whole armor of God, and don't forget your boots. Fighting a good fight. Execute. See, God has a will for our life, and we must get out and recruit. I stand firm on God's words, just like a statue. That's Pursuit of Holiness.
Amazing, brother, man. That verse came out to me in Ephesians, and you almost went there too. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, man. And you really brought that home to us, man. You're amazing, man. You know what? I want you to do this for me. I want you to walk me through your thought process. Once you get a thought in your mind and you begin to write.
My thought process is, man, you know, I've got a friend who could turn a sermon into from a hamburger just with, you know, about salvation and sanctification. But my thought process is, you know, I pretty much listen to a lot of pastors and I read the word a lot. And so what I want to do in this thought process is actually take God's word and bring it into 20th century light. Because a lot of people, they count God's word as old, ancient, outdated, and faded, you know, but it's still relevant to this day. So I take the revenues, the highways that are given, and I take it and I adapt to, you know, I'm using these gifts. I grew up in, you know, hip hop, listening to hip hop music, but, you know, I use that tool to deliver the gospel. That's my main focus, is to be about my Father's business.
Man, I love your message, man. I'm telling you, that poem you gave life to Philippians 3 and 14, man. I pressed towards the high mark. I'm telling you, it's about not getting complacent, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I like how
you gotta keep going.
People count God. Oh, that's true, man. I'm telling you, people think that just because the Bible's old, that God is old. And let me tell you, my God is timeless.
Man.
Same God, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. I got God to create the waters. They can create out of. That's my God.
Yes.
All right, y'all gonna start a praise break up in here. Keep on.
Oh, my dad's shooting now.
Oh, hey, you know, I just listened to the maturity of him, and you know, you really have to take the time to like meditate on things and really think things over and mull over in your mind. Certain things over and over again, man, until things become clear, man. And in your writing, there's a lot of revelations that is being revealed, being manifested into others. So when and the way you speak so clear and concise, and you're so very articulate, man. I mean, kudos to you, man. I am so proud of you, and I was so glad just to sit over there in a little corner and have my ears on just to listen to you, man, because you really blessed me, man.
I appreciate it, man. You know, I started writing these, man, and I was all in love and of the world and writing poems of that nature. And, you know, I grew up in church, and, you know, me seeing that, you know, I was like, God just came to me and said, you know, I see that you're giving glory to the world, but let me see if you can turn around and give the glory back to me. Use that gift that I've given you and give me praise. And then I started writing these, and I was shocked. I didn't know. I was like, this is not me.
Right.
You know, I'm not trying to make it seem like I'm tooting, but it was not me.
Well, I'll tell you what, brother, we got quite a few people definitely online, and we're going to open up the mics, and, you know, somebody just might want to say hi to you or whatever they want to do, man. Somebody might even want to spit the piece, man. But let me tell you something, man. We're going to get back to you because you have so much more in you to let out, for that we can have our cup out to receive, man. Because let me tell you something. I feel that oil flowing from you, brother. So I'm going to get nine. If nobody else get there, I'm going to get nine tonight.
All right.
So we want 219. We want 214, 215 to get yourself ready. And I see your hand up, 469. So we're definitely going to go in that order. And, oh, my God, my special guest is Sincerely Green. My co-host is no other than Brother D. He's right here with me, chilling. Oh, my God. I'm just having a good time. I'm overflowing already. 219. I know this is my good brother Ho. What is going on, my brother?
Baby, King Judah, how you doing? Come on, bro.
I'm doing fantastic.
I'm doing pretty good.
Yes. He is very good. Thank you, brother.
Yes, yes.
What you got going on, brother?
Oh, man, I got a lot of stuff going on.
Talk about it. Talk about it.
Got a lot of good stuff going on right now. In the process of publishing my first book of my own. It's called Brother O's Poetic Sermons, The Chronicles of a Real Life Living Miracle. It's a book that I put together. Got testimonial poetry, inspirational poetry, and motivational poetry in it. 40 poems representing every year of my life. So, you're looking out for it. My goal is to get it out there.
Hello, that's awesome, man. When is it going to come out?
I think sometime in March or April.
Okay. Let us know, brother.
Yes, I definitely let you guys know.
And what's the title of the book going to be again?
The title of this poem is called Life Ain't Meant to Be Fair. And it don't play no favorites either.
All right.
God is no respecter of person, because it rains on the just. What was the unjust? The important lesson I learned in my life during my youth from my parents. Life ain't meant to be fair, and it don't play no favorites either. Brother O, why did you have to go through, the heart surgeries and suffer numerous physical afflictions and numerous limitations? Why did you endure rejection, ridicule, and betrayal by people who you thought were close to you or who you thought loved you? And why did you go through seasons of loneliness and many failed relationships? Why did you endure seasons of not being recognized and appreciated for your numerous contributions to the community? Now, why did you have to go through your experiences with being bullied? Why did you have to go through seasons of unemployment and financial trouble? And my brother, why do you have people hating on you, no apparent reason? See, my brother, that ain't fair. Well, my brother, who told you that life was supposed to be fair? Let me explain something to you. If I didn't go through all those experiences, the determined, resilient brother that you see before you wouldn't even exist. I wouldn't have learned that the race is not given to the strongest swift. It is given to those who endure hardships. I wouldn't be able to endure the peaks and valleys of life. I wouldn't appreciate the good times and learn how to handle tough times. I wouldn't have learned about practicing humility in the midst of success and consistently be the real and authentic Brother O without compromising my true identity. My dear brothers and sisters, if life was meant to be fair, we wouldn't have such issues as racism, discrimination, poverty, unemployment, and other types of social injustices. If life was meant to be fair, we wouldn't even be dealing with any sicknesses or diseases. We wouldn't have hunger and homelessness in the most powerful and prosperous country in the world. We wouldn't have millions of people without adequate health coverage. And we wouldn't be going through the epidemics of mental illness, apathy, and violence that is invading our nation. If life was meant to be fair, everybody would be a millionaire. Instead of working for minimum wage and trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents, there will be absolutely no wage gap between men and women. There will be no worries about meeting the basic needs of life. And no worries about being able to buy what we want and need. If life was meant to be fair, we wouldn't have a messed up educational system that fails our children, a criminal justice system that favors the rich over the poor, and an economic system that benefits the wealthiest 2% of the American population over the 98% who are constantly being denied the opportunity to have the so-called American dream. If life was meant to be fair, we wouldn't have struggles, troubles, or issues. We wouldn't have any challenges or tests. We wouldn't have any mishaps or tragedies. We wouldn't have to deal with pain, death, and suffering. We wouldn't deal with trials and tribulations, and we most definitely wouldn't be dealing with worries and fear. So, my dear brothers and sisters, God don't play no favorites. Nor does he give you special treatment. Because in life, all of us up in here gonna go through something. Or is going through something right now. So don't expect to go through life unscathed, because you are not exempt. The more gifted, talented, and anointed you are, the greater the challenges you will face. And remember this as I bring this poem to a close. Everything that you've gone through so far in your life was all part of God's master plan. For at the end of the day, it all works out together for your good. That's that peace.
That's what I'm talking about. Brother, always bringing the peace of consciousness, peace that gives us some clarity on some issues that's always going on in the world, man. We definitely thank you for your support on tonight, my brother. Man, I'm trying to tell you. You talk that's going on, man. We know this is gonna pass away, but that doesn't soften the blow. I'm telling you. And about those trials and tribulations, man. Let's talk about 1 Peter 5:10, huh? And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you into His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you, brother. And I count this show as a part of that confirmation, that restoration and strengthening. And I'm telling you, as we go through it, the encouragement that I'm feeling from this radio station, man, it's unbelievable. It's peace that surpasses all understanding, man. And I thank you for that poem, man.
I appreciate it.
All right. Mother, let everybody know where they can find you at, my brother.
You can find me on Facebook on Omar Brother Old Gatlin.
All right. How you can find me. Thank you again, brother, for coming through.
No problem, keep doing. Thanks for having me on the show.
My pleasure. All right, we're going to take 2-1-40, we're going to take 2-1-5, then we're going to take a small break and come back with our special guest, whether it's the Sincere Lee Green. I know y'all enjoying that, brother. This brother is like, he made me get my pen out, boy. I'm ready to write now. Hold on. Good. All right.
Yeah.
214, you are on the Inspirational Word Empowerment Broadcast. Talk to me. 214. All right, maybe we'll have to get back to 214. 6956. Okay, we'll come back. We're going to take 215. 215. 5191. I think we done got quiet. Now we can't be having no dead air time now. Talk to me. 469.
Hello, hi.
Hello, how are you doing?
This is Olivia.
Sister,
I am
Lisa. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are y'all tonight?
Good. All right.
First, giving honor to God, I am Lee's big sister, and I'd just like to send a special shout-out to him. I have seen him grow in a mighty way.
All right.
That's it.
All right. We thank you so much, man. We appreciate it. Oh, man, that's what's up, Lee. How does that make you feel, man? Talk to me.
Man, it's a blessing, man. That's one of my rocks of many. You know, she's one of my rocks of many. She's empowered me, you know, and I find it, you know, a blessing, you know, to be able to, for me, her and I, to be able to strengthen each other, man. We've been through it, you know, her and I, and man, I tell you, we've been through it. We've been through it.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see that I'm able to, you know, to deliver the gospel to her and for us to be in the Word, you know, we established a relationship with God. You know, a couple of years ago, I'm 28 years old, and for me to actually have a relationship about what matters, you know,
wow.
only happened 2 years ago, you know, and so with that being said, you know, we're taking it and we're running with it.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Keep on holding on to that. We're going to take this small break. And matter of fact, I'm going to dedicate this next song to you and your sister by Hezekiah Walker, I Need You to Survive.
All right. What?
Everybody look at somebody and tell them, I need you.
I need you.
You need me.
You need me.
We're all
a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with
me. Look at somebody. Tell them, agree with me.
Agree with
me. We're all a part.
We're all a part of God's body.
It is His will.
It is His will that every need be supplied. You are.
Open your mouth and say, I need you.
I need you.
Let me hear you. You need me.
You need me.
Oh, we're all.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Agree with me.
Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body.
I don't know about you, but I need others to survive in this world also. I'm not an island by myself. I love that song so much because it has such a great meaning to it. I need you to survive, because you can say an encouragement word to me and I can say an encouragement word to you, and we can have strength to go a little further in this journey. So we just thank you once again for tuning in on the Inspirational Word Empowerment Broadcast. We love you, and we just thank you so much. Our special guest is no other than Sincere Lee Green, and my co-host is my brother D. Cherry. We are in the building right here on Black Satin Radio, and we just want to say thank you for joining us. And it's like I always say, it's so simple. Hit that number one on your phone. If you just want to say hi, you can. If you got a scripture, you can read it. If you got a testimony or even a poem, if you even got a song, we would love to hear that too. Well, this is a non-judgment zone right here, so everything that is going to be uplifting and encouragement, we would love to hear. But we're going to turn this microphone back to our special guest, no other than Sincere Lee Green. Oh, my God. This brother is phenomenal.
Man, I just, you know, I just look, take a look back out, you know, when you take a look at your life, you know, and you know, how old you are, you know, you can look about and look back in retrospect and see how God has played a part in it all. And then, you know, when you get into a place when you know your true purpose, I know that this is my true purpose. And I can look back and I'm looking up at him like, ah, I see what you was doing. You know, I'm on track now. I'm with you. I'm following your steps. When you come at, to a point in your life where that's it, man, you found your true purpose. Yes.
That's right. That's right.
We all have gifts. We all have gifts. We use them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the truth. I got another one that I would like to share, if that was okay.
I'm listening.
All right. Now, this is called BYOB. I'm not talking about your malt liquor. Talking about your Bible. Bring your own Bible. And this is just talking about off of, I got this, was inspired from Psalms 119:11. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You know, I tell a lot of people, a lot of times we get into situations and we wish that we had the Bible in front of us to tell us which way to go, to guide us, to lead us. But if you go off of Psalms 119:11, it's in you. That's where it should be. So with that being said, we're going to dive into it. I've tried living my life by this book, holy, and I discovered that you judge a book based on its contents and not what's on the cover. By taking a look within and read and see Romans 3:23, that there's people who came short the glory just like you and me. So how much prophecy do we have to live and see to understand and have faith and believe that the God we worship, he's a sovereign king? See, he's the creator of everything, like springs are to a trampoline. To his word, we must cling. You see, it doesn't matter what it brings, whether it be joy or pain, loss or gain, sunshine, and you can bring me the rain, because I'll refrain and constrain the urge that's in my brain and retain the integrity that's flowing through these veins. You see, the times, they may have changed, but our God, he's still the same. So my aim is to be strange to this fallen world as I proclaim that I'll exchange my life for his that was slain in Jesus' name. Because God didn't call for men to be perfect, but obedient. We are all recipients of his radiance, princes and princesses of an inheritance. See, we have an intelligence, and it's built right into our skeleton. And it's already settled in. He's manifested his word within to make his truth evident and relevant, and to take you and me somewhere we've never been. Heaven sent. See, Jesus, he's alive and well. Can't you tell? He's that pell that's so deep down inside your well. He's filled with so much living water that it'll swell the belly of a whale. But this, my friend, is no fairy tale or a joke. You see me? I'm pulling on a rope of hope, prepared and ready to get drenched and soaked from head to toe with the spirit of the Holy Ghost. With a soul that's on fire, you can see the holy smoke. See, I used to be one to brag, but now it's in Christ that I boast. A lot of people say, you are what you eat the most. I received the bread of life, and he saved me from being toast. Baptized and cleansed from sin, his blood is the soap. Lo and behold, to set your mind on flesh, it's death. See,
the absence of his word is without light, so how can you watch your step? While Satan crept in the dark, I kept his word in my heart to stop deceiving, to start believing. By receiving the breath of life, I was suffocating, and now I'm breathing. To begin unleashing the power of God on these legions of demons. You see, I was blind, but now I see them. They're in line trying to bind, but I had to tell Satan to get behind. It's rebuking time. But I simply had to change by renewing my mind, becoming a walking Bible, literally, with the supernatural entity, the trilogy's energy that shines a light within me that there's no dimming. And I'm asking the Lord to fill and send me, give me plenty, because his mercy is full, and it never runs empty. BYOB.
Man, somebody should tell somebody to bring your own Bible. That's right, bring your
bring
own
it.
Bible. We see people now bringing all these electronics. and speaking from electronics, but bring that old-fashioned, good old Bible, man. Yeah, that is what. Let me give a quick shout-out to a good friend of mine, Denise Oliver. We thank you for listening in. Oh, man. Bring your own Bible. Don't bring your own malt liquor.
None of that.
Man, I love your concepts, man. I love the way you always can find a teaching within what you are presenting, man. You are phenomenal, brother. And I want to bring Mother back in. Then we're going to let Brother D give you some comments on that, too.
Okay.
Mother, what do you think about this young brother here?
Uh-huh.
Mother?
Yes.
Oh, there she is. What do you think about this young brother here?
Oh, our King Lee is on point. I have to say, okay, bring your own Bible. Well, you know, the response, the word is already hidden in your heart. And he said the Holy Spirit will teach you everything you need to know and bring it to your remembrance as well. So thank God for the intelligence of God and the gift of his intelligence on our King Lee. So all is well. Everything's good. As they say, everything is, the old school said, everything is everything. But because he's moving on. He's moving forward. I like that. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Brother D, what you think, brother?
Man, y'all got me wishing I could play this for everybody I know right now. I'm talking about this is the place to be. This is definitely the place to be. Proverbs 27 says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And I'm telling you, I feel like I can fight the entire army of evil by myself right now. Firing completely.
The whole army, man. That is what.
God. Attack, man. And in 2016, I keep talking about 2016, but for me, it's something big because I've been watching. When I first came into started by observing. That's I always observe first, you know.
Yeah.
And I started to listen after I observed. I looked for a year, then I listened for a year. Then I spoke for a year, and now it's time for me to put in some serious action, and I feel like I really come under attack in this year already. But it's time for some action, and I'm telling you, y'all are inspiring some major things, man. we gonna do some things this year, and I love how you boast the Lord, man. It's not us who do it. The
mm-hmm.
Lord who inspires. He allows us to do it. And I'm telling you, I pray that he allows you to mount up with wings as eagles, run and not grow weary, walk and
mm-hmm.
not faint. Because he's called you out
yeah.
of the darkness to a marvelous light, brother. And I pray nothing but blessings on you.
Thank you. Thank you. I believe it and I receive it, man, in Jesus' name.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know, a lot of people flapping their wings, but an eagle know how to soar. He just spread his wings and soar. He don't need to keep on flapping to stay up in the air. He just soars. So when you're mounted with wings of an eagle, brother, let me tell you, all right, now, y'all going to start something over here now.
Yeah, hey, I'm ready.
Come on now. I'm ready.
Back to push.
Oh, man, I have just been so blessed, man. Wow, oh, my God, this has been a great evening so far, and we still got people on the phone lines, people still calling in. And like I said, just so we hit the number one on your phone, that will put you in the queue. We're going to open up the phone lines, take a few more callers, then we'll get right back to our special guest, Sincere Lee Green. 469, you are on the Inspirational Word. Hello?
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 Yes, my name is Lee also.
Okay.
I'm doing all right. How y'all doing?
That's good. We're doing fantastic. I'm sorry. I was saying your name would be also just Lee Senior.
Yes.
Pleasure. I had an opportunity to meet you too while I was in Texas. Thank you so much for coming on the radio with us.
Yes, nice to meet y'all too. First of all, I want to get an honor to my Heavenly Father, which is in heaven, and His Son Jesus Christ. And I also want to give a shout out to my son, Lee.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Lee, and I talk to your dad.
And I think with the
talk to your
dad. Repeat that.
I was telling Lee Jr. talk to his daddy.
Yeah.
Yes, Papa. What's going on, man? And you know I love you to death, man. I appreciate all the love and support, you know, and, you know, he's one of my number one fans, man. You know, he was there, you know, ready to support and up in arms.
That's awesome, man.
Yes, I just like to thank what the Lord did in his life, and I just hope he keeps shining.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Lee Senior, for coming out and supporting your son. You don't see that a lot in these days. And I just got to say it this way, when you got black fathers supporting their sons, it goes a long way, because we don't hardly see that anymore. So I thank you so much for not just being there in your son's life, but lifting him up in prayer, being by his side and supporting him.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. Oh, man. Everybody, that's no other than Lee Green Sr. Oh, man, that just inspired me, Brother D, because we really don't see that no more, man.
That's true. That's true. And when you do see it, it's a beautiful thing.
Wow.
Bless it.
Wow. Woo. All right, 215. You're on the Inspirational Word broadcast.
Hey, what's going on, King Judah?
Hey, my brother,
feeling,
King,
man?
How you doing? Man, I'm doing blessed. Being blessed, man. How are you doing, my brother?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Congrats on your Sincere Lee Green. I mean, you going in, man. You got that test going on, man.
I appreciate it, man. I thank you, man. You know, we got to always turn it and give it to him, man. You know, I'm just glad to be a vessel delivering this cargo, you know.
Man.
Indeed, yeah. Shout out to your co-host over there, Mr. Cherry, as well.
Oh, I appreciate it, man.
Hey, no problem. Hey, man, I just wanted to say, I do have a piece for y'all too, but I wanted to say,
okay.
I did dig the way you ended your piece, BYOB, man, because You know, people be always talking about beer. Like King Judas said, throw that liquor to the side and bring that Bible. I mean, I appreciate the way you ended that, man. That was a nice twist. I like that.
Thank you, man.
Hey, let me just say this to you also, Sister. Kane, he's also a radio personality. He does great shows also, man, and that's just another avenue for you to connect this brother. He has the DSR. He's going to tell you all about it before he leaves anyway, but this is just another way that you can connect and network and get your message out there.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you see how he did that, right? He's like, Kane, you go and tell him everything before you leave here.
Definitely.
You know. I got you, CEO over here, Black Sat Radio. And I do got a piece for y'all. Let me spit that piece for y'all, and then I'll give the information.
Okay, good.
All right, the title of this piece is called I Know About the Devil. I think I know when you start to ponder when I start to recite this. Got you thinking I haven't heard Cain get that spiritual, those who don't know me. However, the devil is always with you, not trying to scare you as he waits for you to slip. Doesn't matter if the sinner's big or small, fight, bloodshed, raid, or brawl. The devil rubs his hands together, walking tall as you fall. Your path, your call. God the overseer, full inspiration, high hopes of mankind, anticipation. Free will, the best gift ever given, until the devil again catches us falling, slipping. Need to stop all sin dipping. Jealousy, gluttony, greed, vanity, pride, envy, or lust, the seven deadly sins to get your life crushed. The devil appears in many forms, tainted friends, a woman scorned, bank robbers, the drug dealers, hiding your itch, dirty cops, the politicians, witches, witch, abusive fathers, the mothers, sons, the mothers, daughters, the fathers, insight, lovers, gay sex, all that dirty mess under the covers. Devil worshippers and pentagram black book instigators. You're still a sinner. Being friends with the devil doesn't make you a winner. You got the same fate as a psycho serial killer. Sinners, there are many kinds. Bank reps who close your account for a percentage. A boss who uses sexual harassment to tip you with a raise. The welfare office rep who claims I can't help you, saying you don't qualify just because you don't feel like doing your job. The college dean who changes their mind once they find out you are a young mother or father. The list goes on, but as you continue to do the wrong you do, karma will get at you with the devil granted his chance to pursue you. DSR, all day in peace.
Kane Spade is in the building. Oh, man. Yo, you know that devil, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yo, I love that because it reminds me of that scripture, Revelation, that it's a city that has a place in the church. And a lot of people don't even want to say, oh, no. Man, that man go to church, too. That man is sitting on the steps waiting for you. And everything else, man. Yo, that was right there, man. Is one of the best I ever heard in my life by you, man. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, man. That's kind words right there. And for those who don't know me, I'm Kane Spade. I'm the DSR Firing 71.3 Network Radio, online radio, CEO, shows through the week or every other week. You know, look us up on Facebook, get connected. We always featuring people. And Mr. Green, we always featuring talent like yours as well.
Most def. Okay, what's that? What's your Facebook?
Yeah, look me up as Kane Spade on Facebook.
Kane Spade. Yeah, man, I appreciate that man, that piece you shared, man. That shed some life on it. You was going in, man. I like that.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Congrats on your feature. Black Satin Radio, much respect to y'all.
Much love to you, my brother. Appreciate you again. no other than King Spade in the building, the CEO of DFR. Yeah, let me tell you, the night is just on fire. 214-682, we definitely see your hands up. But really, before we get to you, I just want to let this brother go ahead and spit another piece, no other than Sincere Lee Green.
Let's see. You know, Brother K, man, he put some stuff out there. Huh? He's got me scratching my head, you know? Yeah. But I have this one. It's called Living Sacrifice.
All right.
And if you were to start right now to give God praise for the blessings that he continues to give and that he already gave, tell me, how long would it take? Don't worry, I'll wait. You see, it's better late than never, for never's too late to accept God's perfect gift. In his hand he holds our fate. You see, every day I pray and await for the date that I stand at that gate, thankful that I made it through Satan's traps and all of his baits that he daily creates to send you and me to the fiery lakes. But it's through God's grace that I'll escape, becoming a stake on Satan's plate. You see, I'm covered by the blood with no expiration date. You see, I'm not for sale or retail. I've been bought with a price, crucified in Christ, living this life, presenting myself holy, a living sacrifice. To live is Christ, but to die is gain. You see, they're one and the same. Just call on his name and don't let the fact that he came be in vain. You see, we're all filthy rags, and this is the gospel, so don't be ashamed. You can change. Your Adamic nature sends the blame. Receive Christ, and one drop of his blood can leave a stain. And don't be a silly rabbit chasing after the carrots. You see, he's the diamond in the rough, and don't wait till it gets rough until you grab it. And if the sandal fits, lace it up and go ahead and wear it. Christ knows your cross is heavy. He overcame his so you can share it. Live in sacrifice.
Living sacrifice.
Living sacrifice.
Think about that. You know, if you really think about that, that is something, because a sacrifice is something that you give. It's something that you give, man, just voluntarily. You just a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to do this.
Man, listen, man. I don't know what I'm about to do to myself.
Surrender.
Man, you are amazing, man, and I really thank God for you and your ministry. And man, I'm hoping to see you again this year, hopefully sometime in April, man. And, oh, man, you just really amazing.
Let me give you one more.
Okay.
This is called Wake Up. I did this for my church last Sunday, but I wanted to leave you guys with this. It's called Wake Up. When the alarm clock goes off, you know exactly where it is and you can turn it off and you don't even have to move. You're not realizing that you're missing and delaying your calling for 15 minutes of rest is what you gain, but a head start is what you lose. When you hit that little red button called the snooze, wake up. Because God has been trying to show you his blessing, but you're too busy rolling around, drooling, sleeping through your lesson, laying around all sad, down and out, and wondering why you're stressing. Wake up. For weeping may endure for a night, but joy it cometh in the morning. That alarm clock isn't supposed to be used as a warning. This moment is supposed to be rewarding. And it wasn't given to someone today, so stop ignoring the fact that you've been given another day and don't waste it away with snoring. Wake up. See, God didn't create life so that you can sleep. See, time is expensive, and it isn't cheap, and you will not be productive with your eyes closed laying underneath that sheet. It's when you take that leap into faith, head first, landing on your two feet, wake up. See, God created you for a purpose. He is good and he makes good stuff, and you're not worthless.
And the reason God sent his son, Jesus, to earth is to do you and me a service. And with his life, he made a purchase. And if you were called to do this, you'd probably be nervous, but don't be. Just pay God back what you owe him with praise and worship. Wake up. See, how long will you allow your spirit to lay dormant? You are called to tell this world of his grace and mercy and to be an informant, for we wrestle not with just flesh and blood, and yet we're still laying around in our garments. Every day is a battle. The whole armor of God we're forgetting to put on is too important. Wake up and get dressed for success with the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and realize the God-given abilities that you possess with the shield of faith that quenches Satan's fiery darts of wickedness. Wake up. And last but not least, your armor, it will not be complete without the belt of truth, the sword of the spirit, and the shoes of the and the shoes of peace. This road to salvation can't be traveled while you're spiritually asleep. Wake up.
Wake up. Wake
That's
up.
A wake up. That's wake up.
Yes, 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 man. You know, the scripture says, and do this. Understand the present time, the hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than we first believed.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up. Wake up. Why y'all, what did Jesus tell the disciples? Why y'all sleep? Y'all can mm-hmm. watch and pray for an hour. Well, you must have, y'all must be having some good dreams. Oh, yeah. Man. And here it go.
Let everybody in the house say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
I am telling you, man, that was it right there. Oh, my God. We're going to take two more callers, and then we're going to bring Brother Lee back to close us out. And this has been a phenomenal show, and I definitely want to say thank each and every listener for tuning in. It means so much to us. We definitely appreciate it that you take the time to call in to support this young man, to support what we're trying to do right here on the radio station. So we're going to take 214, then 682. 214, you are now on Black Saturday Radio. 214-6956.
Hello, how you doing today?
Bless, how you doing?
Hi, my name is Lisa Kimball. I'm Lee's oldest sister. First giving honor to God and to everyone out there in TV land and radio land, and that's all listening to my little brother. I just want to say you're welcome. I just want to say that I am so proud of you, Lee, and all the accomplishments that you're doing. You're moving on no matter what, and God has been good to you, to us all. I just want you to keep on doing what you're doing and follow God. I love you.
You know, I love you too, girl.
All right. The one with his sister, Lisa. That is what's up. Yo, that means so much when you got your family supporting you.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
supporting
man. You know,
you
many people will doubt.
Yeah, but, man. Supporting you through good times, supporting you through your middle times, supporting you through your bad times. You know, we're not going to always make the best decisions in life. But to have mm-hmm. somebody that you know that is standing by you and praying for you and that you may be in good health and that you may prosper in what you do, you know, it means so, so much to people. And when you got your family, brother, let me tell you something. It means so much, man. Kudos to your family. We're going to take this last call at 682. You are now on the Inspirational Word Empowerment broadcast.
God bless everyone. This is Assistant Pastor Stewart, Pastor Stewart's wife. I'm in to say God bless you, Brother Lee. I encourage you. God has truly ordained you in order to set And I just want to say that just stay encouraged, and we love you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Free. I thank you, you guys, for having me today. And, you know, it's been a blessing. It's also been a journey, but it's not it's a journey. This journey is, you know, it's going. I don't see it coming to an end anytime soon. And, you know, I just thank, you know, you guys for opening up your church doors and allowing me to come and share the gospel with you guys. I just overwhelmed. I also give a shout out to Brother Bobby, Sister Stewart's husband. Him and I became friends. He's also a mentor to me. And so I just want to give a shout out to the Stewart family and also to Church of a Purpose as well.
And I ain't letting you go nowhere, sister. Hold up. Let me just say publicly. I went to Texas, and I was treated like a royal king by this sister and my friend, Pastor Bobby, her husband. I am telling you, I love them so very much. And thank y'all for taking so much good care of me. I love y'all.
Amen. We love you, too. We love you,
Oh my gosh, she cooked. She just, oh man, she just, I wish she would have sat down sometimes. She just, you need anything. You, I mean, oh my God, you are so precious to me, and I can't wait to see both of y'all again in the coming months. I love you so much.
Amen. We can't wait to see you too, and thank God for you. Thank God for encouraging us and being beside us when we had needed you, and we just want to encourage you to keep on doing what you're doing, because your blessing is definitely coming to you and your fiance. We love you.
Thank you so much. We love you too. Oh my God, let me tell you something. Church of a Purpose is going to be purposeful. I mean, coming this year, it's really going to showcase their purpose. And I mean, they are on a mission and they're focused. And oh my God, I just, not enough words can come out of my mouth to talk about these two people. They are two of the most awesome people. And Brother D, we're going to be traveling to Texas soon, so you might as well get yourself together.
I'm fueled up.
Got the best. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Definitely, he is. My big brother is coming with me this time. Oh my God, I'm just so excited. Oh man, yeah. When you meet, I mean, the whole house was nothing but, man, you talking about smelling food and laughter. Whew, that was some good medicine. And I was so blessed and so encouraged, man. Oh, wow. Woo! Lee, thank you, thank you, thank you so much, my young brother and my young friend. And we got to talk more, because there's a few things I want to talk to you about, man, because you have so much talent. And I want to make sure you go to the next level with it, brother. So we're going to stay in touch, and we're going to see you move forward to higher heights and to
most definitely,
depth.
Man. Most definitely. To God be the glory.
Amen. If you will bless us with another piece, then we're going to have Mother come back, close us out with a word of prayer, and have Brother Cherry give us some closing remarks. Okay.
Okay. Okay. This one that I wrote here is called The Sinner's Prayer. Sinner's Prayer. Father God in heaven on high, where you abide, I'm praying to you every day, just hoping that you hear my cry. Knowing only you can sympathize when my brothers and sisters in Christ, they can only try to relate and stand by, hearkening to your word that's personalized through these eyes. You see, you know my heart, my pain, sin, and pride, which lies and resides inside my mind, but my spirit, it's willing
but my flesh, it feels stretched, magnetized. No matter how hard I try to organize, to bury and hide my sin, it instead subsides, becoming maximized, increased in size, but it intensifies. But it's through God's grace that you proclaimed and you clarified that by and through our faith, we are justified. And he's faithful. If we confess our sins, they'll be neutralized. That's 1 John 1:9, washing away our sin stains to be purified. See, making us all a witness to evangelize. So please don't excuse me while I testify and highly advertise that there was and is a guy who lives in and made the sky, created mankind, yes, you and I, from the dirt we were molded and fertilized. He commanded us to grow and be fruitful and multiply. But it didn't add up, but it wasn't a surprise. We subtracted God's word from our lives. We sinned one time, creating a divide, aftermath being penalized. But it's too late to apologize. See, God's wrath was unleashed, now forever being chastised and analyzed. So he sent Christ, his son, whom he clothed and customized. He was perfect in spirit, the way, the truth, and the life, no lie. Knew no sin. While he walked in love, he specialized to compromise, to show and publicize our righteousness on our best day. Could never satisfy. See, we can take a look back then when the prophets prophesied and visualized how our Savior would be born, scorned and criticized, rejected and scrutinized, victimized, beaten so no one could humanly recognize. Paralyzed for our sins, he hung and bled, cried, died on the cross, cursed for the world, crucified. Sinner's prayer.
Sinner's prayer. Wow, that's altar call right there.
Yeah, come on down.
That's right, come on down. That's altar call right there. Once again, we want to say
there,
thank
man.
You from
He's
our
waiting,
heart.
I mean.
That's right. He is waiting. Man. Those who do not know him and those who want a deeper relationship with him, the only thing you got to really do is read your word. Find you a good church. If you're in Texas, Church of a Purpose. Let me tell you something. They're about to do great things out there. And get in touch with Sincere Lee Green. You'll find him on Facebook. You might find him all over, this brother right here. He just marketing himself, and that's what's up. And, brother, we want to say that, man. We love you, man. We are so encouraged by you. We want to say thank you once again.
Thank you, man. I thank you guys for having me. And like I said, you know, the foundation that you guys are laying over there is beautiful. I would love to come back and share with you and to keep you guys updated on this journey as well.
Awesome, man. Like I said, we're going to be in contact. You might get a call from me probably tomorrow because I really wanted to talk over some things with you. Brother Cherry, you got any closing remarks, my brother?
Man, I'm just really loving what I'm seeing. I'm loving the vibe, man. And this poetry, man. I'm hearing that people feel the same way as I do. It's different
yeah.
when you're going through it, and you see that other people are going through it too.
Mm-hmm.
And I just
That's
want
right.
to just remind everybody out there, man. It's a daily decision, man. It's a daily decision, and it doesn't get easier. You just get stronger. And
Amen.
Like the song, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, this time forth and even evermore. So I pray the Lord just continue to preserve you all and continue to minister to your spirit.
All right. That is what's up. You can join us here next week. We'll definitely be here next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I believe it's 7 Central Time, if I'm not mistaken. And we just want to let you know, man, we're here to be a blessing, to give a platform to so many voices. And we're going to bring Mother back on for some closing remarks and to close us out in a word of prayer.
All right. All right now, just thanking our God for
our King Lee and our King Cherry tonight, and all that passed through, our King Kane, who passed through, hit a heavy hitter. My God, he hit it hard as well with our King Lee tonight. I tell you, looks like we are well prepared to rest and prepare to be up and about our Father's business, right?
Amen.
So,
yeah.
We thank God not just in the new, we thank God for restoration. Anything that God restores in and on the body and life will never be restored to the old. It will always be restored to the new, bigger, better, and best. All right. Right now, Father God, we thank you for all that's been said and done. Not only said and done, but God, we thank you, our God, because of the place that it's in, or the atmosphere that you place these things in, and the empowerment and the anointing and the appointment, hallelujah, to you, through you, and by you are all things, God. We understand that is your response. So as we rest in you tonight, hallelujah, and we stand in you and the faith of you, God, and when we awake in the morning, God, you wake us up afresh, renewed in your divine mercy, hallelujah, which is renewed and refreshing every day in of the power of your glory, God, sent with a sound mind, with love, power, and a sound mind. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for the power of your so love. In Jesus' name, amen, and so it is.
Amen.
All
join
right,
us next
right.
week, 8 p.m. Join us next week, 8 p.m., right here on the Inspirational Word Empowerment broadcast. Yes.
I just wanted to give a quick shout-out to my wife and family at home, Leslie, Corbin, Maddie. We love you. Thanks for tuning in.
Amen. All right. To that great family, we thank you also. We appreciate you. Until next week, be blessed. Be blessed and be blessed.
You are of my door. What's that?